Those who are elected to public office take on a job with major responsibilities that they are expected to respect and perform with. Among those is fiscal responsibility when it comes to municipal taxes and spending. The fiscal year 2014 Sussex County budget has been arrived at and released here to discuss the county's budget process and whether the county has been able to maintain a desired level of fiscal responsibility and effectiveness is Sussex County Freeholder Phil Crabb. Morning, Phil.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Great to have you with us. Sussex.nj.us, if you go to the Board of Freeholders webpage, you can get some very detailed and, unlike the state budget, some easy-to-absorb information, insight into the county budget based on what your priorities are. You want to see what the spending is, the categories, goes on from there, the debt, and we'll get into some of that here. Again, that's at Sussex.nj.us. Just as an overall view of the budget, Phil, as far as the level of spending and the required level of taxation, how are things looking for 2014?
Yeah, good. We weren't able to come to 0% like we did last year. There were a couple things that we can talk about that just simply precluded that for this year. But we came in at about 1.42%. Again, for at least the seventh or eighth year below cap. For our total assessment, we're at about $80 million out of a total budget of about $110 million. That's up slightly from last year. That's up about $600,000 from last year. But what we're finding is that many of the hard decisions that we've made over the past several years to get through those critical years when there were governments failing, they are really starting to pay off now. We're starting to get to a point that we can begin to think strategically and not just how to get through the current budget year.
I was looking at some of the breakdowns under the appropriation summary, and the biggest cost to the budget is what's classified as public safety, but yeah. With that being the biggest cost, that also saw you were able to keep that as the smallest increase of only 2.7%, which for something that's almost 21% of the budget, that's a good balance.
Yeah, it's actually just about 31% of the budget for public safety, somewhere around $31 million. What's happened there is that, you know, a lot of times when you look real hard at things like public safety, that becomes a political lightning rod. You're going to get your room filled with uniforms. One thing about the boards that I have always served is that we've always been able to deliberate beyond the confines of who fills your meeting room. So we've been just as tough with public safety as we've had with the prosecutor's office, as we've had with the education sector. One of the, especially with the advent of the arbitration reform laws this year for public safety, we are coming in with a 0% increase in compensation for this year. That is unheard of. So we're really holding the line. They have partnered with us, the sheriff's office, prosecutor's office, the jail officers, and we look like that we're in a very good position to be able to go forward in a far more financially stable environment than what we have been.
Been talking the past few weeks with various people about the pensions and cash outs and things like that. And if you look at the county pension situation, we're certainly from 2012 to 2013 saw a significant drop in pension responsibilities, almost $500,000. There was an increase in the 2014 budget, but again, you kept it under 3%.
Yeah, what's happened, Chris, is that when I first started as a freeholder back in 2008, we had just over 800 people working for the county. Now, in this last year, we're just over 500 people. I don't think you're going to find a government in the state of New Jersey, nor even perhaps across the country, that has reduced its headcount by 30% and still is maintaining essential services.
Going back to the summary and looking at one of the larger increases and, you know, sign of the times, new economy, call it what you want, the needs of the increasing needs of our growing population, health and human services saw an increase in the budget of from 2013-2014 of just over 7% from $8 million to $8.6 million, which good news that the ability is there to do that. The sad news is that the need is there. That's calling upon the government to do that.
Yeah, and we've even reduced social services to perhaps insufficient levels just to get past those years where it was a real fiscal crisis. It wasn't easy, you know, for many of these areas. We're hoping that people would rather donate than be taxed. But that being said, we're also subject to things from the state of New Jersey, like for psychiatric services. We have no idea what they're going to charge us from year to year for that. We try to get an idea. We try to get a hint. I believe they raised that percentage significantly for fiscal year 2014. That's something that always impacts us when we go and we start to plan this budget every year, and we began work on this budget probably last July. We tried to figure out what the worst-case scenario could be for that line item, because we really don't get any hint until the state tells us.
Talking with Sussex County Freeholder Phil Crabb about the 2014 county budget, which you can see in easy to understand and embrace detail over at sussex.nj.us. Go to the Board of Freeholders page and you'll find the various links to individual sections of your immediate interest, taxation, debt, spending, and et cetera. In sussex.nj.us, you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And well, rather than spending, let's look at the idea of the county surplus. That is a safety net, financial safety net, I guess you can call it. Right. And when you look at the past few years where the surplus generated versus the surplus utilized, more was being used than what was generated. But it seems like you've, from 2012 up until now, that's fortunately been able to have been turned around.
Yeah, this is the third straight year, Chris, that we've been able to increase our surplus. That has gone a long way to the – oh, mind you, too, that was not utilizing any of the funds from the sale of the homestead. That is still separate in a special account. But the way that we've been able to put this budget together, even on the heels of finishing our last 37 bridges that were damaged in Hurricane Irene – and increasing the surplus for the third straight year, it has resulted in our credit rating going up for the third time in the last 4 years. What that means is that it saves hundreds of thousands of dollars when we go to bonding. Like for the debt service, you'll see probably that the debt service somewhere around $11 million, which is 11% of the total county budget. The savings that we receive from having our credit rating raised is money that will not be spent on a recurring basis, and that means a lot to everybody. It also shows, too, Chris, again, how these difficult decisions that we've made over the past few years, some of them emotionally charged decisions, are starting to pay off now.
And you mentioned debt service. As far as the county debt, looking at around at least 2013, it was $81.12 million. And you're keeping it under $85-90 million range.
Right.
There is a cause for concern as far as it seems like you have the county general improvement bond debt that is going on a continuous dip. It's the county bond anticipation notes that are starting to take the steep climb up.
Yeah, they're normally more temporary situations, too, with regards to being able to get funding before we actually formally bond them. The cost of all the debt service that we have for this next year will be right around $11 million. $11.2 million. That would have been significantly higher if we hadn't gotten that credit rating upgrade. And if we hadn't gotten, you know, the progressive upgrades, we got our first credit rating upgrade in the year that there were governments that were going insolvent in New Jersey.
And we just saw this past week, too, the state's credit rating was downgraded as well.
Yeah.
With that in mind, too, I mean, the counties over the past, I would say since 2010, you pretty much have to go into the budget process expecting nothing from the state now.
Well, yeah, you know, the rules change all of the time. You know, it used to be state-mandated, state-funded. That's not the case anymore. That's certainly no discovery to anybody. But we are getting a lot more of the burden for the cost of these things passed off to us by the state, not the least of which was the state used to guarantee the operating shortfall at the county landfill. That's no longer the case. The county of Sussex guarantees that debt service, but what's happened is that their board of commissioners at SCUMA have come up with a plan that essentially takes that off of the board. You have heard of the plan that they're going to be putting walls up there, extending the life of the landfill from 2017 to about 2060. Now the specter of that debt service to have to be guaranteed by county taxpayers becomes eliminated.
There is a lot that goes into a county budget, but when you go to sussex.nj.us, you go to the Board of Freeholders page, you can find, again, you can find the full budget document, which off the top of my head, I believe is around 92 pages. But you can also look at individual charts, summaries, and graphs to get a better understanding of just exactly fiscally how your county government does operate. And before you jump in any sort of anger or hostility, get yourself well aware of the facts and understand, too, that given the financial state of the times and the financial state of the state, in my opinion, at least, of the county budget for 2014 is certainly with a lot of hurdles, a lot of challenges, a lot of serious decisions had to be made, and they were made wisely and, I believe, at least fiscally responsible. And we'll see over the course of 2014 just how effective that responsibility comes into the community through the various categories of spending. And there are many that you might not even anticipate. So spend a little time when you have a moment on the web instead of downloading something off of TMZ.com. Do something more sensible and learn about the 2014 Sussex County budget at the website for the Sussex County, sussex.nj.us. And we've joined this morning by a member of the Chosen Board of Freeholders of Sussex County, Phil Crabb. Phil, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Sure. Very good. Thank you, Chris.